Hello everyone, and wish you a very happy new year. Friends, new years are a very special time for all of us. We celebrate the beginning of the new year with lot of zeal and enthusiasm. Many of us keep new year resolutions, which is also a way to determine the goals of the new year. Today, I will tell you a very special story about how a kid celebrated his New Year. On New Year's Eve, every kid is overjoyed, and one of such kids was little Johnny, who was thrilled. It was because he was going to the market with his father on New Year's Eve to buy various items that he liked. The market was bustling, and all of the businesses were decked up in various colors of light bulbs. As he was traveling and looking around in the market, at that moment, Johnny observed a shop with a large number of caged birds. They were constantly slamming their beaks against the cage in order to have an attempt to escape. Johnny felt very sorry for the birds. He was moved by the plight of the birds. He went over to the store when he could no longer control himself. "Why have you captured these helpless birds?" he inquired. He thought to himself that it is not the right to limit someone's freedom. "I don't like it," the shopkeeper responded. "But I don't have any other option. I also require funds in order to feed my family." Listening to this, Johnny thought of an idea. He thought to buy the caged birds. Johnny turned to his father while he was searching for money in his pocket. "But what about all those items that you were planning to buy, Johnny?" his father inquired. For a brief moment, Johnny was perplexed, but he had decided that the bird's liberation was more vital than any other celebration. He took his father's hand in his hand and said, "Dad, I can have a good time with my friends on my New Year's Eve, but these birds will have a greater time in the open sky." The money was handed over by his father to the shopkeeper. He said, "You can turn these birds free, and you can join me at my shop starting tomorrow." The shopkeeper was overjoyed, and he handed the cage to Johnny, who unbolted the cage door. All the birds took to the air one by one, and Johnny began to clap. "Now, Dad, they'll be able to celebrate the new year with their families and friends. I'm so grateful to you. There couldn't have been a greater New Year's present than this," Johnny replied and was relieved. As he held him, his father remarked, "You deserved it, my dear." With this, we come to an end of a beautiful story which teaches us the importance of freedom. Also, the kid named Johnny displayed virtues like selflessness. So I hope you liked this beautiful story, and you will enjoy more and more stories in the coming 2023. So wish you all a very happy new year once again. Stay tuned for more such stories. Bye and take care.